What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
That's right. Anthony Gallo on The Fan. WFAN. New York City. The place to be this weekend. The center of the sporting universe. The number to call, as always, 888-808-1019. And man, has this been an awesome weekend in the city. Subway Series, Liberty Banner Day, NYCFC takes the Hudson River Derby. And yes, the Knicks, the New York Knicks, are going to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 2000. And they're one round away, four W's away, from going to the finals for the first time since 99. 26 years. And I'm jacked up. I tried to tell myself, how can I start this show? How can I do a show without addressing? And we will dive into this series, but I have to get emotional as a fan, get excited as a fan. You've heard from three generations of Knicks fans tonight. Rami, Young, his life's ahead of him. Me, 33. T.O. Al, nearing a retirement home. I love you, Al. But three generations of Knicks fans. None of us. We've seen nothing. Al's seen a bit more than me and Rami. I've seen a smidge more than Rami. And for the first time in 25 years, I've graduated middle school. I've graduated college, high school. Not in that order. I've moved out. I've lived 10 years on my own. We've gone through economic collapses, 9/11. The city's changed. The pandemic, as Rami says in my ear. By the way, my headphones are working. All of this has happened. We've gone through mayors. We survived de Blasio. We're hopefully going to survive Mayor Adams. We've seen the iPhone be invented. And the Knicks are finally back in the Eastern Conference Finals. The city is electric. I was at Yankee Stadium on Friday for the Subway Series. And it was, you know, me, Evan, Sean, two terrible people to watch a Knicks game with. double on Sean being a Yankees fan. And I was in the predicament where it was I either leave and miss part of the Knicks game or stay and watch it. And the Yankees were kicking the crap out of the Mets. The stadium, Yankee fans were awesome. We'll get to that later. They were awesome. As a Mets fan, Yankee fans, they showed up. They booed Soto. It was all, nobody jumped the line. It was great. The environment changed the second the Knicks tipped off. People left their seats. I had the worst commute of my life home. Did not get home. I left the stadium at like 11. Didn't get home till 2 a.m. And I had to go through the war zone that is 7th Ave. And well, I'll tell you that whole story too. And it was still buzzing. Today, I'm walking around Brooklyn. Went to Staten Island to get a haircut. Everywhere I went, had my Josh Hart jersey on. Buzzing. It feels like, you know, it's a joke, but it feels like the city is healing. Crime is down. People are saying good morning to each other. I've never seen that in my 33 years as a New Yorker. And we've suffered. No matter how old you are as a Knicks fan, you've suffered. I don't care if you're Joe B's age and you saw the team win in the 70s. You've suffered. We've all suffered to different degrees. And no, I'm not talking about the guy from Wisconsin that decided to buy a Jalen Brunson jersey 3 weeks ago and get in on this to be on Side Talk. I'm talking about New Yorkers, Knicks fans. We've all suffered. Don't let anyone tell you how to celebrate. Obviously, be good people. That's all I'm asking. But don't let anybody tell you how to celebrate. Don't let anybody tell you you can't be excited. And this team not only gets to this moment, but has a legitimate shot at not only making the finals, but potentially winning the finals. We will dive into this series with the Pacers. And we will break down the series with the Celtics. I wanted that Celtics team for 3 years, and I finally got my wish. And they took care of business. Everyone told us, it's never going to happen. We've gotten made fun of. If you're a guy who's familiar with social media, say Knicks for clicks was a hashtag that we used to say because they would troll Knicks fans. And now that trolling has evolved. First they tell you you can't win, and then when you win, they tell you don't be happy. But we're here. This is a celebratory moment. We are the center of the sporting universe right now. We have two of maybe the two best baseball teams in the country. We have a Knicks team on the verge of potentially an NBA title. The Garden's buzzing. It's the place to be. The Liberty raised a banner today. And we're still New York City. The greatest city in the world. And Knicks fans are the greatest fans in the world. I follow a lot of soccer. We get made fun of as a country when it comes to our sports fandom a lot. Because over there, it's a passion, it's a life, it's a culture. The only fan that they ever really compare to, you know, a European soccer fan, a South American soccer fan, is the Knicks fan. And so much of us, Robbie's not a front runner. He's seen less success than I've seen. And I've seen barely any success. And we've stuck through it. And we're here in this moment together. And it's a special moment. Because it's not just about getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. I said to you in October, this was the bare minimum. This team was built to compete for a title. Getting to the Eastern Conference Finals was the bare minimum. And now they're here. When this team was built in October, it was to beat the Boston Celtics. But it wasn't just to beat the Boston Celtics. It was to compete for an NBA title. So no, the journey's not over. There's a lot more road left. But it's okay to reflect on this moment. Be excited.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is awesome feeling. We don't get this a lot with our sports teams because, yes, we're a big city. There's a lot of Mets fans and a lot of Yankee fans. There's a lot of Jeff fans and a lot of Giants fans. There's a lot of Rangers fans. There's some Islanders and Devils fans. We don't really get to bond over this moment. And this is not a disrespect to the Nets. I am not that Knicks fan. This is not a pile on the Nets day. But it is what it is, and I think their fan base understands it too. This is the unifying team. My former boss, Spike Eskin, is pleading with Sixers fans to not root for the Knicks because he understands how obnoxious we could be. Why? Because this is the unifying force that we have in this city. And you think I'm joking about crime being down. It's down. The city is buzzing. This is an exciting moment. There's a lot more to go, but it's okay to relish in this moment. I used to watch Shandon Anderson and Howard Eisley run two-man games. I tried to talk myself into Ronaldo Balkman being a good player because he had one good quarter against Tim Duncan. Guys like Jerry and Grant or Pablo Prigioni, an old man who came from Argentina, played 2 years for the Knicks, tried to sell myself on him. Mike Sweeney. St. John's guy, LeVar Postel, tried to sell myself on him. Every missed draft pick, every fired coach, every disaster off the court, every embarrassment that we suffered, the decision, KD, Kyrie, missing on Zion, every whiff of a draft, every end of the season that was over for months because the team was god-awful has led us to this moment. And we got a lot of time to talk about all the memories, and we have a lot of time to really break down this series. We will get to the Subway Series. Maybe we'll talk a little Jets-Giants schedule, but it is the Knicks moment. And I, again, being the baseball fan that I am, baseball is always number one to me. The Knicks hold a pristine place in my heart. Never in my life have I been in a Subway Series game and seen something like that where it took a hold over the crowd. There was no beef anymore. Yes, Juan Soto got booed every time he took a breath of air. But besides that, everyone was pumped about the Knicks, except for Evan and Sean. Leaving the stadium, I stayed. obviously credentialed. I got to stay a little longer than the average person would. I stayed to avoid the traffic and the crowds till that Knick game ended, finished up some work, and even leaving the parties at Billy's and stands and dugouts. Met and Yankee fans together. And the buzz, everybody you walked by, it was about the Knicks. On the train home, the miserable commute home I had, it was about the Knicks. Today was awesome, being able to walk around my neighborhood, and everyone was jacked up about the Knicks. This is a special moment. It's not over. There may be disappointment right around the corner. There may be more fun to come, but this is a special moment, and it's okay to be happy about this. They've accomplished nothing, but they have achieved a moment, and hopefully more moments come after that. This felt like a real New York weekend. In that 25 years since the Knicks have been in the Eastern Conference Finals, the city has changed. This weekend felt like we got a little bit of that back. The Subway Series, which is an authentically New York event, in my opinion. How many transplants are really going to the Bronx or going to Queens to watch a baseball game, a non-nationally popular sport? Being around the Garden all month has been electric. The Knicks are our team. We can't say that about everyone. We could argue Met Yankee Town. We could argue Jets and Giants. The Knicks are our team, and this is a special moment. 888-808-1019. We've got so much to get to. But before we get to the break and I tease what's coming up, I do want to play, it's a small snippet. Mike Breen on the broadcast, it was a small thing to talk about, but he is somebody. And it's special, too, that we got Breen to call that game, not just with our struggles on ESPN. If you haven't noticed, the Knicks were like 1-9 in the playoffs on ESPN. But it was a special moment to have Breen be able to call this. We didn't have Clyde. We had to deal with Baldy, Richard Jefferson. But we did have Breen. You have it? Here's Mike Breen really kind of encapsulating what this is for the city.
This is really, you could say this is the most important Knick game in 25 years. It's a fan base that's been waiting for a long, long time for a night like this. If you're a Knick fan under 25... you've never seen your team reach a conference final. If you're a Knick fan under 52, you've never seen your team win a title. But this team, the coaching staff, the front office, and this players, it gives them hope that maybe they'll see a title in their lifetime, and it may be sooner than you think.
And he's not wrong. We'll hear sound all night. We'll talk about this all night. But it has really been a special moment. Somebody, I know Rami's like me, somebody who sat through regular seasons that did not matter. I am not one of these people that says the NBA regular season doesn't matter. I do live and die like I do with any other sport, with every game. Somebody who sat through 25, 33 win seasons until the end. This is a special moment. And there's a lot of us out there. There's a lot of you listening right now. The Pacers are next. It is poetic. That we're there had to be two teams in this moment, the Pacers or the Heat, and we got one of them. And that fraud, Tyrese Haliburton, who I will talk about later. I'm so sick of the glazing this guy's gotten. It's not an easy task. Do not get me wrong. This Pacers team is good. Regardless of what happened with the Knicks injuries last year, they came back down from 2-0. They knocked off the team with the best record in the Eastern Conference. Easily knocked them off. They may have had some luck. Everyone needs it. The Knicks need it. The Pacers have gotten it. But we're at this moment. We're exercising demons. The Knicks are finally back here. And who did they play the last time? The Indiana Pacers. Hopefully the script changes. My introduction, paint you a picture of my intro to basketball. My introduction to the Knicks was that 99-98 season, the shortened season. Larry Johnson's four-point play, getting destroyed by the budding, newly emerging San Antonio Spurs with a young Tim Duncan. That was my introduction. I thought the rest of my NBA fandom was going to be great, and it slowly sunk downhill. We got a lot to get to. Anthony Gallo on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We're talking Knicks. On the other side, we'll jump into the series. We'll break it down. We will get to the Subway Series. Everything on the Mets and the Yankees. A little bit of Jets and Giants, too, on their schedule. Me and Rami have to plan a trip to London for the Jets and the Broncos. But on the other side, we'll talk about this Pacers series. We'll really dive deep into it. Anthony Gallo on the Fan till 6 a.m.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.